Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I need to catch up on some of the things that I didn't cover over the last couple days. Per the request of some of our viewers and listeners, we had actually had some friends of theirs join us yesterday. So with that said, I need to catch up as to the content that I missed the day that we had him on, which happened to be yesterday. So we're going to do our best to stay on top of the game here and make sure that we don't forget, because we did forget. Make sense? Actually, we didn't forget. We just wanted to get caught up onto the things that maybe somebody thought we forgot. But we didn't. Okay. Just wanted to make clear that everybody understood. You guys all on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to that page. Beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I'm holding in my hands right now Lady Justice, and she's got a sword there, and she's got the scales, and notice that she's blindfolded. Notice that she's blindfolded. I have this right in front of my face. Why? Because we judge according not to the color of men's skin, but by the content of their characters. And if you read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, you'll understand in one facet, one of three, the purpose of government. To restrain men from sin, right? To maintain order. And how do you do that? You condemn the wicked and you justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Well, there are some people out there that are still taking the bait on what they call racism. Now, listen carefully. Leon Trotsky, Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, the man that murdered millions and millions of his own people, considered to be the father of that nation. You can't make this up. It's like China and Mao Zedong. But what's interesting to know, friends, is Leon Trotsky said, you know what, we need to create something to browbeat people into submission, to browbeat our political opposition. Now, I don't see this anywhere across the country. I don't see it, but I hear it. And where I hear it from is I hear it from the mainstream media's useful idiots. That's where you get all the divide and conquer from. It's from the mainstream media that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of, okay? But again, there's always one or two useful idiots that's still trying to promulgate that message that's designed to divide and conquer, like Leon Trotsky said back in the 20s and the 30s. Oh, P.S., Leon Trotsky was the head of the military for Joseph Stalin. At the end of the day, Joseph Stalin had him stabbed to death with an ice pick, just so you know, okay? And that's what happens when you turn on the truth and you try to establish your own form of truth, which is a lie within itself. The Lord is not going to prop up men's lies, okay? He tears them down. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, okay? He's not there to patty cake or play the diplomat or to compromise out the truth in which he died for on Calvary. It's never going to happen, and the Lord's going to bear witness to us by his judgments if need be, and that's what happens. But I want you to see this because you do know that in other states that, namely, let's just talk about California for a moment. In California, the said governor there, if he's not releasing tens of thousands of felons back onto the streets to endanger the lives of the people in California, well, he's just telling people, you can go ahead and steal what you want to steal up to $950, and you're not going to be prosecuted. I am not kidding you, Americans. This is why you're seeing lawlessness permeate society today, is because government is not enforcing the laws against the crime, because what we're finding is they are the ones that are actually authoring the crime. And how do they do that? They tolerate the crime. They're called workers of iniquity. The Bible calls them in the book of Thessalonians the mystery of the workers of iniquity. And it happens because the love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of iniquity. Iniquity means without law, no regard for law, antinomianism, right? Lawlessness. And just think, that's a reflection of the American people that sit back and tolerate this. But you have governments telling, namely California, telling people, go ahead and steal whatever you want to, as long as it's not over $951. If it's $951, we're going to prosecute, but up to that point, we won't prosecute. What do you think they just told a criminal? Go ahead and commit the crime. Now, this correlates with what I was talking about earlier concerning racism. It doesn't exist. This only applies to the ignorant, to those that are taking heed to the useful idiots that are under the operation and under the control of the other useful idiots under the hand and guidance of their father, the devil, John 8:44. I want you to see this. This is incredible. This is a woman that happens to be black that was caught stealing at a Walmart, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she said. Walmart is racist. Because she got busted stealing. Wow, wow, wow. So she's being arrested by a police officer. She looks like she weighs about 300 pounds. She just got done busted stealing, it looks like, a whole box of Skittles. And she's crying out racism concerning the cop. I mean, again, Americans, you can't make this up. And again, what do we see? What do we hear from the mainstream media? Oh, did you see the white cop arresting the black woman? Now, I did tell you this before, friends. While preaching in Michigan, I had a woman that happened to be a different color than me. When she raised her hand, I pointed her out and asked her what it was that she wanted to comment on during Q&A after my speech. And she had said, well, being a woman of color... Okay, so I found another useful idiot that was playing the victim because she didn't know the difference, and I'm going to prove that in just a moment. But I said to her, I said, ma'am, I got a question for you. Are white people on the color scale as well? Because when I look at the color scale, white people, yellow people, green people, orange people, black, brown, and whatever color you want to create is on that color scale. So I am a person of color as well. Now, here's the good news. I was in a church, and I would have said it if I wasn't in a church or not. But here's the good news. Jesus didn't come in the world to save our skin, did he? Nope. He came in the world to save our souls. And keep in mind that it also tells us in Scripture, friends, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 26, that all nations are one blood. So if you go outside of the fact that the Lord created us all the way that we are, and you want to play divide and conquer, it shows you how idiotic you truly are, and how unscriptural it truly is. Don't call yourself a Christian if you play this game, friends. But again, I'm highlighting the little tiny, tiny squeak in the wheel here, folks, because this is a minority that are playing these games. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're covering issues that we didn't get to yesterday because, again, we had a friend on from California that our viewers and listeners wanted to go ahead and throw them on the show. So we did that. As we sat down as students, understanding a perspective of a different perspective of the way things are in this world. And I think he brought a lot of light and he did a great job in the process of doing so. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go ahead and download yesterday's show. But with that, we're catching up just a little bit, okay? So I just highlighted the fact that we have this 300-pound woman stealing a box of Skittles at a Walmart while she was being arrested, calling the cop a racist. Anybody sick and tired of all this? Yeah. You know it's all designed to pit one against another, right? And I want to say this so you all understand. I am, again, somewhere different all the time. We're supposed to be in Arizona next week. We're going to be in Missouri next week, just to give you an idea. And that's just the update for right now. We may be on the East Coast doing television. We're trying to get caught up to that point as well. Then we're going to be doing videos again. We got another guy coming from Ohio that's a part of the crew. We're going to be editing audio and setting up videos and stand-ups for the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months. So with that, let's just go ahead and go back to the point that I was making here. So we have the media. Nobody drives the divide and conquer more than media. And I'm talking about what the American people have tolerated. Remember what Charles Lee Montesquieu said. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. He was one that helped establish common law in America with John Locke and William Blackstone. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I know a lot of ignorant people out there that think it's okay for the media to lie, to create domestic insurrection, to commit jihad on people, to defame, to polarize, to demonize. Oh, I know. That's not freedom of speech. That is a crime in this country. I don't care what the Supreme Court injustices have to say. Them unelected bureaucrats that work for special interest groups, and you know they work for special interest groups. I don't care what they define. Their job is to discover and apply the law, not to play the activist from the bench, but that's what you put up with because now the mainstream media thinks they can go ahead and attack and demonize and polarize anybody that they want to without consequence. That just ain't gonna happen. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you'd know that they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, kick the hell out by the power of the Holy One of Israel and get the heaven in. That's right. That's right. Are you tired of it, Americans? Because I don't see it anywhere. As I was just telling you, I'm all over the place. Every month I'm somewhere different. I don't see what they're promoting. And who does it work for? A house divided against itself shall not stand. Only those that buy the lie. Can I ask you something? Who pits people against each other more than the mainstream media does? Even when they have to create it, and how many times have they been busted doing that? Are they ever held accountable? Yes, they are. In fact, in some cases, they've been held accountable. Why is it that the people on a global basis, I'm sorry, let me say it this way, because I'm going to be reprimanded by my friends, and I'm being corrected if this is true, right? But how is it that people that are upon this earth allow corruption to continuously drive the narrative of creating wars and pitting people against each other? How about this? If what is being said by the powers that are tolerated by the people in this country and the 53 countries that are listening to me now, how about the people that are creating the divide and conquer narrative? How about if there's a war to be fought, how about we send them to the war? That will end all wars. Did you hear me? That will end all wars. It will. The politicians that create wars, let's take it to another branch from this topic, off this tree. The politicians that create the wars, Americans, and the 53 countries that are listening to me, why don't you just go ahead and allow the politicians to fight it out? Instead of allowing the millions of innocent to fight, bleed, and die for their political gain. Because that's exactly what it's about, and you know that's what it's about. See, they want to weaken the people so they can stay in control. And the way to weaken the people is to divide them one against another. And the only people that are divided one against another are those that are buying the lying narrative that they say they don't believe. You hypocrites, Romans 1:18. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You say one thing, but you do another. You can also read Matthew 23, verse 3. So when the politicians and the mainstream media wants to create these wars, let them fight it out. Let them fight it out. And that's when this is all going to stop. When the people become educated and they tolerate no more crime and keeping the commandments and the judgments and statutes of the Lord, it's all going to stop. That's how you teach the enemy the fear of the Lord. Outside of that, you teach them nothing. You add strength to tyranny by tolerating them. Let me go back to what I originally said. They do not have a right to defame. They do not have a right to continuously, maliciously aim at people and polarize them and demonize them. Their day is coming, rest assured. I'm standing in the front of the line at the door because when it opens, I'm going to be the first one to go through it. And there's a whole lot of people that are going to pay the consequences, and they're going to understand that they do not have a right to defame, to lie about, to put words into somebody's mouth. Oh, folks, this is what you've been accustomed to in this country. And it sickens me to the core. Let's go back to the point of racism. You guys all remember Colin Kaepernick? Yeah. Remember that guy? Remember the guy that said that I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color? Well, guess what, Colin Kaepernick? I'm a person of color, too. What are you talking about? Again, we're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But then again, nobody would know who Colin Kaepernick is if it wasn't for the mainstream media putting the cameras on him and the microphones up to his foul mouth. They need useful idiots like this to continuously divide the people one against another. Okay? I want you to listen to this really carefully. Did you know Webster's 1828 defines oppressed, burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened and or depressed. Or depressed. Now listen carefully, because the lights are going to go on in just a second here, okay? Apparently Colin Kaepernick has failed to remember that those that he calls oppressed live in America where they have the opportunity to become what they want to become. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And I don't think anybody's going to argue the point. At least that's reasonable in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, take a quick look at others that are oppressed as the victims of circumstance. Colin Kaepernick. Oh, did I tell you? Colin Kaepernick, a man that is the color brown or black, okay, whatever he chooses, I suppose. Did you know that he was adopted and that he has white parents? You can't make up the ignorance that this man walks in. You are, hey folks, you got both fingers over both of your eyeballs. You have your ears plugged on both sides. I don't know what cup he's drinking from, friends, but you have to be purposefully and willfully ignorant to advocate the things that this useful idiot advocates for. And it's not just him. Jesse Jackson's a part of that. There's a whole slew of them, okay? The leaders of the criminals and the criminal leaders of Black Lives Matters, all five members, because I've talked to several of the BLM store clerks, and they're super cool people. They're not advocating what the mainstream media advocates through the leaders of the BLM, which have been propped up and appointed. They're all bought and paid for. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. And if you would like to doubt me, you could go ahead and do that too. But do your due diligence, and it should take you a whole 5 minutes to figure out what I just told you is absolutely true. Same thing with Antifa. They're all bought and paid for. And the government uses them as what? Battering rams to upend the Constitution. Period. That's what it's about. Okay? Listen carefully. Speaking of the oppressed, speaking of unreasonable impositions that have been put on people that are brown, according to Colin Kaepernick, right? And I have friends that are that color. Matters not to me. I could care less what color they are. If they're upright, I'll tell you what, we're in this together, right? But listen to Colin Kaepernick, okay? The National Football League, did you know that it has 68% black? The color of people, black people? 68% of them are black. 0.7% of those in the NFL are Latinos. 1.1% are Asian. And 28% of those that are in the National Football League are white. Who's oppressed? If you wanted to play that little ignorant game and know we're not going to be taken with this, I'm just proving the point. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you a little bit more. And no, we didn't plan this. I got some more tabs I got to pull up, friends, and share with you concerning the things that we need to cover. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Israel is at war with Hamas militants after a surprise attack near the Gaza Strip. The country's National Rescue Service said at least 40 people have been killed and hundreds more wounded in rocket attacks. The militant group claims they've taken hostages, including Israeli soldiers. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israel's retaliation has killed at least 198 people and wounded another 1,600. U.S. and world leaders are condemning the unprovoked attack by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. The former Speaker of the House is not heading back home.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker.
John Schaefer reports McCarthy says he intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, go ahead and subscribe. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Beforeitsnews.com, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just covering what they're continuously trying to push. I started the show off today, if you're just joining us. Interestingly enough, a 300-pound lady tries to steal a box of Skittles, no joke. She happened to be a black lady, and then when she's being arrested, she's accusing the cop of being a racist. This is the ignorance that some people are feeding on, and nobody fuels that narrative more than the useful idiots in the mainstream media. Nobody does. And folks, as I said earlier, they will construe, they will misconstrue, they'll do anything they have to sell a narrative to you to continuously drive the people apart. Let me say it this way. If you're warring against each other, and I said this before and I'm going to continuously say this because it's so good, right? One nation under God, when we're under the umbrella of who we are in Christ, that's what unifies us, Ephesians 4. If you're warring against each other, friends, you're warring against the wrong people. And see, the media, the mainstream media, and these useful idiots, they don't want you to be encouraged. They don't want to show you, friends, camaraderie, brotherly love. No, they want to continuously fuel the opposite. They want to fuel division. They want to show you and create crimes out of scenarios, regardless if it's true or not. And this, again, is a reflection of what the people tolerate. Because when you are the law and you uphold the law concerning those people that are perverting the law, that's how you establish the fear of God. Matter of fact, if you look at Deuteronomy 19:19, I just went through the whole book of Torah. Okay, on the whole, all five books, sorry, of the Torah. All five books of the Torah. Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us that what they meant to do to you as a false witness, you're to do to them as a witness that's telling the truth. Okay? But you're to take their medicine and put it right back down their throats. And that is just judgment. And you're supposed to do it in front of the people that others may fear. Isn't it interesting the narrative that's set by the government, working hand in glove with the fascist corporations and the mainstream media's useful idiots? Isn't it interesting how they constantly teach you to fear them? You ever notice that? They teach you to fear them. Look what's going on with January 6th right now. They want you to fear them. That's a totalitarian system of government. That's communism. And I'll tell you what, the only way that they breed, again, is when the people tolerate them. And look what's happening. They use all these individuals to continuously pit one against another. If it's not color, it's religion. If it's not religion, it's this, that, or the other thing. Okay? Now, that's why we come back to Christ and we learn from Him. We got one flow. We're all rooted in the same principles. And I'll tell you what, that's where we're going to flourish in righteousness, is in Christ and Him alone, John 14:6. But let me finish this, because I was just talking about the agent of chaos. That's right. Those that create chaos, what do they want? They want a new order, but they got to use useful idiots to create the chaos. Well, Colin Kaepernick just happened to be one of those. And he's talking about how the fact that he's not going to show pride to a flag in America that oppresses black people and people of color. And I just highlighted during the last segment the word oppressed defines out in Webster's 1828 as what? Burdened with unreasonable impositions, overburdened and or depressed. Okay? Oppressed and or depressed. Well, oppressed, well, when you look at that, you look at Colin's life, which proves the opposite. As a matter of fact, Colin Kaepernick signed a $114 million contract with NFL. And he's talking about being overburdened. He's talking about being oppressed. He's talking about being burdened with unreasonable impositions. Are you kidding me? Does anybody believe this? Nope. But everybody tolerates this, regardless if they take it onto themselves or not. If you're not standing against it, you're guilty of it. You're an accomplice of his crime. That's how Scripture teaches us, friends. Now listen, not only did he sign a $114 million contract with the NFL, this oppressed individual. P.S., did you see this just last week? And I've been seeing this more and more. But former NFL players are coming out and telling you that all of the NFL is like the WWF in politics. It's all scripted. You're seeing NFL players. We played a video this last week. We've also had producers that were in the NFL come out. We played the video for you concerning what he had to tell you, telling you that the NFL is all scripted. Last week when we showed you the NFL football player, he said that all the plays are scripted. He said the interviewer asked him the question, so what is it that you're doing when you're going to practice? He said the majority of the time that we're at practice, we're rehearsing these scripts that were to play on the field before the people. Yep. That's why the Lord told us to beware of it. Yep. Jeremiah 11:13. Read it. He condemns it. Okay? Going now back to the point that I was making with Colin Kaepernick. Listen, burdened with unreasonable impositions, he signs a $114 million contract. I just got done sharing with you, friends, that the National Football League has 68% black people, 0.7% Latinos, 1.1% Asian, and 25% white. Who's oppressed? Who's burdened with these impositions? Who's overburdened or oppressed and or depressed? Oh my goodness, folks. See, this is why you can't take anything these people say or do, or take them, or concerning the trust level that you may have for them, concerning taking them for face value, because there's no truth in them. The National Basketball Association, did you know that it has 74.4% black people? Speaking according to Colin Kaepernick, I'm not playing into this. I'm just showing you the idiocies being exhibited here by this useful idiot. 74.4% are black in the National Basketball Association. 23.3% are white. 1.8% are Latinos. And 0.2% are Asian players. Oppressed? Really? Well, that's crazy. Colin also might want to take the time to take note of the fact that those who followed his lead in disrespecting the American flag just happened to be criminals. Folks, I remember I had a whole list of the crimes of those that were disrespecting the American flags, and their criminal records were as high to the top of their head to the low as to the base of their feet, because they were repeat criminals on so many different levels. And you got to ask yourself why the NFL is hiring these guys. Because this is what they need, to divide the people, right? You know, Colin went on to say, to me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Whoa! Now, see, this would be admirable if Colin had his facts straight. Really, it would be. But according to the USA Crime Statistics, right, the Crime Statistic Bureau out of San Francisco, right, let's just go to a city with high crime. Did you know that people that are black killed by whites is only 2%? I'm just tearing down his lies. That's all I'm doing here. Blacks killed by police is 1%. Whites killed by police is 3%, so it's higher for whites than it is blacks. Whites killed by blacks is 81%. What is Colin talking about? Hey, folks, this is what they do with all their stats. What they tell you, the opposite is true, constantly. Blacks killed by blacks, you ready for this one? 97%. One of my friends, who's not with us any longer, his name was Bishop Harry Jackson out of Washington, D.C., actually stayed at my place. He was a black man, and he came and he stayed a couple days at my house. And in the process, he said that when Barack Obama became the said president of the United States of America, he said the black communities were completely embarrassed for him. Completely embarrassed for him. But yet they sold to the American people that the black population was all about Barack Hussein Obama. Not true in any sense of the word. They are principled people. Okay? Again, they're just trying to drive people against each other. Nothing more, nothing less. And, of course, he brought up other individuals like Jesse Jackson. He said the black communities are embarrassed for him, but the mainstream media keeps picking them up and throwing them out as if to suggest that they are the spokespersons for the black communities. Not true. Not true. Americans need to get educated, because what we're being told by the mainstream media, you can almost bet 99.9% of the time the opposite is true as to what they're telling you. Okay? I just got done highlighting this. During a press conference when the useful idiots in the media were eager to make him a fellow propagandist, Colin added insult to injury to his own message by wearing a shirt which had the photographs of the 1960 meeting of Cuban director Fidel Castro and Malcolm X that read, "Like minds think alike." Zero credibility. Hey, listen, when you are listening to the breaks on the show here, you notice how they like to keep propping up Joe Biden? Does anybody respect Joe Biden? No. I guarantee you his handlers mock him every step of the way, which means you're being mocked, because for all those that are mocking Joe Biden, remember, and I'm talking about the American people, that joke is on you. But nobody has respect for him neither. See, when a government loses respect, you're in trouble. That's why, again, you need to become educated and become that government that got appointed. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Don't let them win the game by just saying, well, someone's going to take care of it. No, you take care of it. And it starts at your local level. It starts in your homes between you and the Lord, Acts 20, verse 21. So you just heard this. Like minds think alike. Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, Colin Kaepernick, the one that's decrying racism and showing disrespect for the American flag, this shows you why he's doing what he's doing. Yes, he's that ignorant. He really is. What about this? Remember the Olympian John Carlos, who would look to Colin Kaepernick to be this generation's civil rights leader, and how unreasonable and irresponsible and reckless he was? Do you remember this? No, because you can't make it up. The modern-day civil rights wannabes and demoralizers of the faith include only Kaepernick, but also Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Oprah Winfrey. The list goes on and on. I want to show you a parallel on the other side of this break, and then we're going to get to hour two, and I'm going to get you caught up on some of the issues that you need to be caught up on concerning the COVID-19 pandemic that the government's trying to deny, that they were forcing people and firing people for not going along with the narrative. I'll play the videos. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, so let me just say this really quick. Modern day civil rights wannabes, I'm just trying to tear down these altars again. Judges 6, read it. Okay? So he's appointed to do, Gideon was. The modern day civil rights wannabes and demoralizers of the faith include not only Kaepernick, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the list goes on. Oprah Winfrey. I mean, look at all the crimes this woman has been exposed for. Look what she's doing in Maui, and she's allowed to do it, and everybody in Maui knows exactly what's going on. But the people on the mainland, what are they doing? Well, it's not happening to us, so what do we care? What happened about what happened to that do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? If you're in need, are you hoping other people just ignore your needs too? And just ignore you? Or are you looking for some help and hope that someone actually has love in their heart to actually get involved to help? Right? I mean, you gotta ask yourself the question why that woman has been there since day one, and listen to the message that she gives to the American people. And then she talks about her Christian faith and she's out in left field. Oh my goodness, folks. There and now you understand why the Bible tells the woman to keep her mouth shut and learn from her husband at home. Who is her husband? But isn't it interesting? I did an event in Georgia. This is probably 10 years ago with Dr. Alveda King. And she was the niece. Her uncle was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she promoted nonviolence just like her uncle did. What she did, she shared with me that every participant in the civil rights marches, which was according to the law, had nothing to do with the issue of color. Zero. Martin Luther was going forward and just saying, be true to what you said on paper, talking about the forefathers, and the present government saying, now enforce this. Because if you remember right back in 67, when he went to the square in Washington, D.C., where he was actually preaching from the front of Abraham Lincoln's memorial. Do you all remember that speech? It had nothing to do with color. Look at folks, it was peppered. There was people of all colors from all over the world that were there. It was an issue of magnifying the law and making the law applicable to everybody. Just like I showed you off the offset of the show concerning the blind lady justice. She has a blindfold on. It has nothing to do with the color of skin. That's exactly what Martin Luther promoted. Oh, and if you want to cross-check what I'm telling you, I spent 3 hours with Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, who is the front guy with him. I don't want to say anything disrespectful, but he would be the guy that was always at his... He was his right-hand man. That's the best way to say it. He knew Martin better than anybody. And what's interesting to note, folks, is, you know, what I needed to know, I heard from him, and it wasn't from hearsay. It was from the source. And I want to just say this as a side note for anything that you may have heard of concerning Martin Luther King Jr., that stains his character. Do keep in mind who stained his character. It was the head of the FBI during that particular time who had, I quote, a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. He's the one that stained his character. Okay? So what you've heard through the mainstream media about Martin Luther King Jr., you can even take it to the assassination. None of it's true. None of it's true. Okay? And I got the video. As a matter of fact, I just got it done during the state fair this year. And I'm going to actually upload that video. And I'm going to let people see for themselves exactly the time that I had with Andrew Young, which was a really cool time. But let me go back and just kind of share with you the pledge concerning the civil rights marches back in the 60s. And you put them up against what you're seeing today from the mainstream media. Okay, meditate on teachings, the teachings of Jesus daily. You had to sign on to this pledge before you could be a part of the civil rights movement. What was the first thing? Well, it sounds like the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Who is the God that we follow? Christ incarnate, Jesus the King. That's who we follow. John 8:32. The Son of God, right? That was the first prerequisite. Meditate on teachings of Jesus. Is that what you're hearing today? Just the opposite. Meditate on the teachings of these liars, these civil rights wannabes that are lying to you, right? Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice. Notice that. And reconciliation, not just victory. Amen. Amen. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love, 1 Corinthians 13. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. This was the prerequisite to be a part of the civil rights movement. If you wanted to participate in it, you had to sign on to this in keeping your oath. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. What did Jesus say? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. That's what he said. Yep, sounds familiar. Number six, observe with both friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Okay? Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Okay? Seeking to be there. Jesus came not as one that was to be served. He came as one that served. I mean, that's exactly where they got this. Right? Scripted from Scripture, right? Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number 9, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement of the captain of the demonstration. That would have been Martin Luther King Jr., but he noticed was preaching the Word of God. And who is the Word of God? The captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. What a pledge. What a great pledge. I mean, this is fantastic. Okay, and see, corruption hates light. They love division. They hate unity. We ain't asking the devil for permission. No. We come back under the umbrella of who we are in Christ, period. And that's where the bond of peace is found. Nothing outside of that. That's a false peace, right? Now, if you go over to the self-made civil rights leaders of today, who have left off their Bibles and their morals, as they continuously shame themselves and debase themselves and reap nothing but mockery and reproach, they keep going on with their bad selves, right? And there's the mainstream media to put up the small portion of leaving in this country to, in hopes of poisoning the whole lump that we're to leave in. Let me show you the contrast of the original pledge with the modern version of the pledge, as demonstrated by the actions of those that I've highlighted concerning the civil rights wannabe leaders of the day. Meditate on the media in nothing but the teachings of the media. Meditate on the media, but don't meditate upon the teachings of Jesus, right? Don't mock God. That's what they do. Number 2, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. This is how they operate. Number 3, walk and talk of the manner of thuggery and pride. That's what you see all day long. Number 4, play the race card. Keep mimicking the useful idiots. Play the race card who are reading off a teleprompter. And I'm talking about the useful idiots. Just continuously play the race card. Hey, don't look into the facts. Don't look who the individuals are that are pulling the strings behind these useful idiots. Just listen to what they say. Play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration on a daily basis. And by the way, nobody played the insurrectionist, which Scripture condemns, more than Barack Hussein Obama. And he was appointed for that very purpose. The very first day Barack Hussein Obama took office, he attacked America 1,163 times. He spit on the graves of our fallen men, is what he did. And the American people allowed him to do that, to desecrate the memories of the fallen. Okay? This is all during the time of Barack Hussein Obama, who's still spouting off. And isn't it interesting, whenever he has anything to say, him or Michael, isn't it interesting how they put the microphone right up to their mouths and the cameras right on their face? Same thing with Hillary Clinton, who should have been thrown in prison a long time ago, at least with her husband. Let's go on here. Number 5, sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Yep, that is this new generation of dependence that the government has been allowed to create, and you can see it in full force today on so many different levels. They're called the entitlement generation. They don't understand that they're living off the backs of those that are working in this country, and when that's gone, everything else goes. See, this is the lesson communists have to learn, but they still don't learn, as long as they're not the ones that have to learn on the backs of the labor of those that have failed to learn. And I'm saying if the people knew better, they wouldn't tolerate it. That's what I'm saying here. Seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. These are the participants of the new uncivil rights movement. Now that was number 7. Number 8, use fear and force. That's right. Number 9, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. And number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful devil that's called the President of the United States of America. What's the difference between Barack Obama and the one that you're allowing today concerning treasonous Joe Biden? Absolutely nothing. And nor was it any different under Trump. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Hour 2 coming up. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.